Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Everybody, 8 o'clock hour. We got a ton in this hour. Al, breaking news on Breaking Wind. I have more on Gritty and the whoopee cushion.
Oh, no.
I have received emails. I am not getting calls on it, but emailers were privy. It was last Saturday night, and I will give you the story. The fans are very unhappy.
Okay.
Right? And so we will give you a Breaking Wind, breaking news update.
Too bad Jonesy's not here.
Also, Mitch Williams is going to tackle for us in this hour, Al, whether or not Zach Wheeler will ever be able to pitch again. Because he approached the magic number of 120.
Yeah, he didn't burst into flames.
And the drama unfolding as Joe Girardi went out at 117. A unbelievably fat batter approaching the plate.
Wow.
Holy mackerel, is that guy fat. We will explore that in this hour. But we have more information, Al. Al, it's starting to look like we might know who the Eagles' starting quarterback
no.
is. Wouldn't that be amazing? Let's bring on our football expert, the great Elliot Trapox. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Elliot, based on the newest information, Howie Roseman with his latest interview, who do you think might be the Eagles' starting quarterback?
Well, I think the fake competition they were planning on having might actually just not even happen at all. It's very obvious that Jalen Hurts is going to be the starting quarterback. You mentioned the quote that Howie Roseman had, I believe it was yesterday, talking about how they want to see Jalen Hurts come out and win the job. They want to see him come out, grab the job. And then, you know, they're really building around him. They mentioned they want to build an offense that maximizes his potential. They want to get him weapons. So, you know, this whole idea that Joe Flacco was going to compete with Hurts was always, you know, frankly embarrassing to even say. That was never going to happen. So the fact that they're now starting to come out and say, yeah, Jalen Hurts is our guy, you know, it makes sense.
Elliot, you had me at fake competition. Could you please explain to me why they think it's necessary to do it this way?
You know, I think that when it comes to Nick Sirianni coming in here as a new head coach, I can understand him wanting to say, look, we want to have a competition. Because let's be honest, the Eagles have not done a great job of that over the last few years. We've seen time and time again that guys that are drafted higher or guys that make more money are given snaps over guys that maybe haven't earned them. I mean, the perfect example is Carson Wentz last year, right? He probably should have been benched about five games earlier than he was. So I think I can understand why Sirianni would want to say that. But the reality is, Joe Flacco was not going to compete with Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I think at other positions it makes sense, but to say it at quarterback, I never thought it was worth it to put up that kind of charade.
Elliot, as best you could tell as the WIP reporter, if the competition for position ends in a tie, is the tiebreaker rock, paper, scissors?
Well, Sirianni is apparently like 0-3 from what we know in rock, paper, scissors.
So yeah. No, he's throwing the match. You understand he's throwing the matches? He's encouraging these draft picks to win by losing purposely. He's doing what Doug Peterson did in the final game. He's tanking.
There we go. Well, it worked out for Doug, so hopefully it worked out for Sirianni.
All right. Let's get to what unfolded. We did talk to you after the first round, but we haven't talked to you since. Overall, how did Howie Roseman do on the draft?
I thought he did an outstanding job. Now, the picks I didn't like did come on day two. I understand the upside of Landon Dickerson, and I know you're a big fan of him now. He was great when you guys had him on. I'm just very concerned with the injury history. Just, you know, to be a rookie and to come in and already having four season-ending, you know, surgeries, that is concerning. That being said, the upside is obviously there. The Milton Williams pick, I understood because he is very athletic. But how many times do we see a guy kind of climb the board during the offseason, and because of his athleticism, then when it comes to actually playing football, you know, he's not maybe that third round talent. So didn't love day two, but I thought overall he got some real steals on day three. And I think he deserves an A, especially with the Devontae Smith pick, acquiring the extra draft pick next year. We'll see how the players end up. But ultimately, I thought he made a lot of really good decisions.
All right. The dissent in the war room that we were able to see on video, right? Tom Donahoe, yeah, not liking what Howie did, et cetera, et cetera. Did that reinforce the information we were getting from these exposés about Howie kind of going rogue on the days of the draft? Was this an example of Howie ignoring his top guy just to move down three spots to get what might be a lesser defensive lineman?
So I don't know if ignoring is the right word. I mean, ultimately, Howie makes all these decisions, right? At the end of the day, or I guess Larry sometimes chimes in, but ultimately, Howie has the power to make decisions over all of his scouts, all of the senior staff, everything. He's the general manager. So I do think in some ways, like, Howie's right when he's come out and talked about it and said, you know, not everybody's on the page with every pick, and that's the same in every NFL war room. But there's no denying that after what's been written about the Eagles this offseason, what we kind of know about the – you know, the certain levels of dysfunction, the video is a bad look. Like, there's no getting around it. You don't even have to hear what they're saying to see that it's a bad look. So it's something that's going to follow this team, you know, during the season, especially if they're bad. I bet that clip is going to be played quite a bit. I think it's a little overblown, but it's a bad look. Like, there's no getting around how it looks on video.
All right. We have, because we were on, then a weekend came, we did not get as excited this week about Devontae Smith as we should have. So I have a stat that I think will really – I want your reaction to this stat, Elliot, all right? This is unbelievable. Yeah. All right, since 2019 in college football, Devontae Smith has 51 catches of 20 or more yards, 17 more than any other college player. What does that say to you, Elliot?
I thought he was the best wide receiver prospect in the draft this year. I would have taken him at number six, even if they would have stayed there. I think it's an absolute home run of a pick. Another stat I'll throw your way, which is especially meaningful, I think, for Eagles fans, considering all the drops we've seen over the last few years. He had, I believe, 314 targets during his time in Alabama, and he only dropped seven of them. So he
Wow.
had outstanding hands coming to this team, which is something they've not had at the position, right? So I just think that his ability – people are so concerned about his weight, but what the Eagles need more than anything is a sure thing at receiver. And I know a rookie can never be a completely sure thing, but he's about as sure of a thing as there could be when you consider what he's done at Alabama, why he's so good, the fact that he's a great route runner and has great hands. I really think he's going to come in and make an immediate impact for this offense.
All right. How much of a concern is it that Devontae Smith has been working out with drop pass expert Nelson Aguilar?
Yeah, probably wouldn't have been the first PR advice I would have given him. But, you know, Nelson's a hard worker, so I know that he's at least working hard. I know that.
All right. Did you get the sense that Howie followed his scouts more this year than in past years? Did he go rogue less, do you think?
I do think that the Eagles have always been a team that, to a certain extent, overcorrects quickly. Like, when we've seen them make mistakes in the past, but we think their offense is too slow, the next year they go out and they draft, you know, all the fast guys they can, right? So one of the criticisms of them, and I think a mistake that they made last year, as you mentioned, they did go off their board quite a bit, right? They reached for a need. They reached for a specific skill set. So I don't know if Howie went rogue or went off different boards, but it does seem to me like they made an emphasis not to draft for need, but instead to draft just the top player on their board. And you saw that by the fact that they didn't draft a cornerback until the day three. So I do believe that their process this year seemed better than it has in past years.
Elliot Shore Parks giving Howie Roseman an A for this draft. A couple other things I got to run by you. Jared Goff yesterday. Al, did you see this story? Jared. He announced that he considered it a vote of confidence that his new team, Detroit Lions, did not draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is in the midst of the Carson Wentz drama and the Aaron Rodgers drama. Elliot, when did it become precarious for a team to draft a young quarterback?
It's a great question. Now, look, I mean, I think it depends, obviously, where you draft the guy. But I also think that now, just because of, frankly, the 24/7 drama and circus that surrounds the NFL, it just is a bigger deal now, right? It's talked about more. It's more of a media, a discussion. So I get your point. Like, I think this idea that, I mean, the Colts drafted a quarterback in, I think, the fifth round, and Carson Wentz was a trending topic on Twitter because everyone was making fun of him on when he would request a trade. So
they were.
So it has gotten a little bit out of control. I agree. Teams should be allowed to draft a quarterback to be a backup.
All right. And Rodgers, are you on Team Rodgers or Team Packers?
I'm on Team Rodgers. I mean, if I'm him, I want to get out of there. They've not helped him out at all. He's played well. And I want to see him somewhere else.
Well, you were on Team Eagles when it was Team Eagles or Team Wentz. It seems like
Carson Wentz is not Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Yeah.
Just checking on that. Elliot Shortparks. Phenomenal job covering the draft for us here at WIP, and I appreciate it. Thanks, pal.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.